Welcome to the best 5-minute podcast with Forrest Kelly.
Long before Paul Cullen poured himself into the wine business, he lived a completely different life. One that took him from learning bass guitar in Florida to touring arenas with one of rock's most iconic bands. And ironically, getting a full-time job in radio while I was a senior in high school, I know all about Bad Company. My favorite album is the 1990 Holy Water album. And that's the album that Paul Cullen started playing bass guitar on.
Yeah, that was a great album. It was basically the singer at the time and the producer that basically wrote everything on that album. And then Mick, the guitar player, and Simon played drums, obviously, you know. So, yeah, I mean, it was so well done. I mean, Terry Thomas was the producer. He was amazing. He produced Foreigner and, you know, people along those lines, too. So, yeah, it was a high-quality album.
Have you got a highlight from, because you were with him for, what, 2-3 years?
Yeah, about 3 years, yeah. By far, the highlight was, okay, you know, we already know the story. I joined them in Florida, right? So, and I didn't learn how to play bass till I got to Florida. So my highlight was it was February 26th of 1991. Not that I remember, but it's when I got to go play my hometown of Buffalo. And I had already been in the band for over a year. And obviously all my family and friends that I knew up there all knew, you know, I was in the band. So some of them would come when we got close to Buffalo, which was great, but Buffalo was amazing. 16,000 people. It was just the highlight of my life. In fact, I wrote a song called King for a Day, and it certainly was. And I look back at that now, and I go, you know, the cool part was it was like hashtag validation, right? For all the people that wondered why I became a musician, including my family, thinking that I should maybe get a regular job. They were all there, you know, and the accolades and, you know, just everything, the joy on everybody's face, especially my family. I'm the oldest of 30 grandchildren on my Italian side. So, wow. I mean, they were all there. Good thing about playing Buffalo in February, there's not a lot going on except for snow.
Yeah.
So I was on the radio in the morning show, and then I was on TV. They interviewed me, and I was in the Buffalo News, the newspaper at the time. So they made it a really big deal that local boy does good. And so by far, that was the coolest night ever. I don't even think I went to bed until like 8 a.m, you know, the next day. It was just too wild. I was so, you know, so high without drugs, you know, just because of, you know, the situation.
Is there a favorite bass riff song that you've got?
Probably. Oh, well, there's several. I mean, Jaco Pastorius, they did the song, Weather Report did Birdland. But there's a song called A Remark You Made on that album. It was called Heavy Weather was the album. That one still brings me to tears. And sadly, he was killed, a long time ago. So he's not even around. But I think, you know, I really got into Yes, and I still am. So some of my favorite bass lines are Chris Squire's. And then, and of course, Geddy Lee, you know, YYZ and anything Rush, you know, was my favorite. And I do got to add, though, that, you know, bass lines in Bad Company were a pleasure to play because he wasn't just a play one note bassist. He had really beautiful timing and sick. He was jazzy. He was funky. And, you know, I don't know if you know, but he was actually the bass player in King Crimson at one time. Yeah. Way back. So he, you know, it was a pure pleasure to learn his songs and to play them. I mean, I knew a lot of them, but I had to go back in and learn, you know, the other ones like Rock Steady and stuff like that I didn't know, you know, that we didn't play, you know. So I couldn't have picked a better band to play in because it's right up my wheelhouse on how I play.
We've been discussing Paul Cullen Wines. We've talked about Paul Cares, the charity foundation. We talked about life on the road with Bad Company. Are we done? Nope. There's more to Paul Cullen.
And I was like, yeah, let's do it. She goes, well, you get paid this and everything else is for free if you have so many people, you know? And I'm like, okay. So our first one was on an Oceana cruise.
The best 5-minute podcast.
Don't forget my favorite part.
Please, please like and follow. Oh.